Furnace Radio from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, occupying since October 15th. And we're here with a few of the occupiers, and they're going to explain a little bit about our campsite, our base camp. Unlike other sites throughout the world, we are not rock and rolling with the police, which is good. One time Bob Dylan was asked, why don't you sing about peace? He goes, peace, that's the time it takes to reload. So while others are reloading, we have a little break here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Your name is?
Brianna Dottle.
Brianna, what do you do, and what are you doing down here?
I have been unemployed for 6 months, searching for a position in the retail field, customer service, and I have had no luck until recently. I'm down here supporting the small business and trying to promote raises. I worked for a company who has the money to renovate every single store but doesn't have the money to give their employees raises. I made $8 an hour for 3 years straight. No raise, no benefits, working 70 hours a week. So I'm down here supporting the small businesses and the humans who are unemployed.
And who do we have here?
Jay Cook.
Okay, tell us about why everyone's occupying Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, we're trying to break corporate greed and people digging into other, or the corporations digging into pension funds, which aren't theirs to dig into. And that's other people's retirement money, which they shouldn't have to pay the corporates for them retiring. So that's basically what I'm down here for, is to break corporate greed.
And could you tell us a little bit, Ms. Jasmine, about some of the marches and activities going on down here?
So we have a lot of people camping. The number changes every day. We have some people camping every single night, and then some people like myself who can only camp a couple times a week because we do have homes and jobs in other places. And so beyond the camp itself, there are also marches and actions taking place. We had some people very creatively and peacefully shut down a couple of bank branches just to send a message to the banks about respecting their customers. And I participated in a march through Oakland, which is the student district here in Pittsburgh. We had a lot of people, who maybe had never participated in political activism before. And it was a little tense with the police, but nobody got beat up, nobody got arrested. It's been largely very peaceful here in Pittsburgh and has allowed us to do more organizing in terms of a structure for moving forward and getting more people involved.
And that was a march in support of Scott Olson, a veteran of the Iraqi War, did two hitches only to come back here and to be wounded. And in a march at Occupy Oakland. So all throughout the country, all throughout the world, Scott Olson was supported. He is in fair condition now. He's doing a lot better. But as of the other day with Occupy Oakland and the general strike, another Iraqi vet has been injured. As you can hear from the bells, we are in downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're not simulating occupying. We're doing the real thing. Now, what about some of the organization down here in terms of some of the working groups and some of the general assemblies?
So we have a media tent that takes care of all the media and pictures, and we have the food. People volunteer giving out food and making coffee. And then there's people who organize the tents. They put numbers on tents to make sure they're occupied or not. Everybody does their part, whether you're protesting or you're volunteering, or even if you're just doing nothing and just letting people know about it, letting people know what the cause and purpose of this Occupy Pittsburgh is.
Now, the last count was there's over 75 tents, and there's a media tent, there's a supplies tent, there's food. How's the food?
It's wonderful, but it could be a tad bit better.
Well, and there we go. And you heard it first, ladies and gentlemen. The food at Occupy Pittsburgh could be better. And let me see. Were you at the General Assembly meeting for finances?
I've been to several General Assemblies. One was talking about finances. Obviously, this is a sensitive issue, and we want to make sure we do the right thing. We have no final answer to how we're going to take donations and that sort of thing, but I hope we're close to a solution on that. A lot of people have been donating resources like the tents and pallets and other materials for us in the camp, as well as a lot of food. Pretty much everything we have here has been donated. It's been an amazing outpouring of support from the community.
We are in downtown Pittsburgh. We're right in the middle of a phenomenal amount of skyscrapers. As the irony would have it, we are in a place called Mellon Green. Not too much green, but well, I guess there is. It's kind of leafy, as a lot of Pittsburgh areas are. But it is ironic that we have been allowed to stay, that we got rid of all the old cardboard and got in some new straw. We haven't hit that cold of weather. We've had a few days in our 30s, but it seemed like people are prepared and in good spirits. And it's really interesting about the financial General Assembly, because you know, it's like the beginning of a civilization. You know, what do you do with all this that people have given us? But we are here for the duration. We're here throughout the winter if necessary. My daughter and I, Shanoa, Irene, slept here under the stars the first night, and she's 10. And she said, she just turned 10. She goes, I'm a big girl now, and I'm going to have a sleepover with the occupiers. So anyways, if you're in Oslo and you have some an extra pot of Finnish food, stop by. We could use it. And hit our site on Facebook, Occupy Space Pittsburgh, and tell us how things are going there. Again, this is Vincent Irene from the heart of the heart, Occupy Pittsburgh in downtown.